Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we have a recorded story here with Cameo King from 1320 WILS News, and this has to do with the writing habits of about 1,300 MSU entering freshmen. We're going to hear that now, and then we're going to talk with Cameo just after that about the story and what it really means. We'll be right back after the story about texting at Michigan State University.
OMG, ITK, and LOL. If you don't know what those are, then you're probably pretty far removed from mainstream America, old or simply not cool. Those are abbreviations used in texting. That's when a short message is sent from one cell phone to the next. It's the number one form of writing amongst college students. And yes, I said writing. A Michigan State University researcher says texting is indeed writing.
I text all the time as a professional. And if I do it well, then my work is much more efficient. If I do it badly, it's less efficient. Same with my article writing and my essay writing.
Jeff Grable, a professor of rhetoric and writing at MSU, is a lead researcher in a study focusing on the writing behaviors of more than 1,300 first-year college students across the nation.
And we were interested in a simple attempt to characterize their writing lives. So we wanted to understand what they wrote, school, work, personal lives, in terms of frequency, and we wanted to understand what they valued in terms of the writing that they did. We also asked questions about who they wrote with, why they wrote, and the technologies that they use to write.
And one of the primary methods is texting. But because texting is quick, nonverbal, and seemingly impersonal, texting at times may be looked at as a hindrance and even a handicap to the English language and to the development of communication skills. But Grable says effective communication has nothing to do with the actual method of texting.
Our students are very sophisticated, accomplished writers. What they need to learn how to do, just as all adults need to learn how to do, is understand, given an audience and given a purpose and given a context, what's the best form of writing and how do you execute that writing to achieve your purposes? Those are hard things to learn and hard things to teach. We don't teach enough writing in schools, regardless of the kind of writing.
Texting achieved its purposes of communicating effectively in 2001 when text messages helped depose former Philippine President Joseph Estrada. Also in 2008, texting was a primary role in the implication of former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick in a text messaging sex scandal. Grable says that it's hard to make the argument that texting isn't a good form of communication, let alone writing.
I think it's easier to have a conversation about what makes for good texting and bad texting, just as it's easy to have a conversation about what makes for good essay writing and bad essay writing.
He says texting is actually aiding the development of students in this generation.
Kids these days are writing more than any generation in human history. So they write with their phones, they write in gaming environments, they write in their personal lives, they write in school, they write all the time. And the sophistication of the technologies that they are using to write are also more sophisticated than any technologies in human history.
Grable says, therefore, educators must embrace the method.
The sophistication required of the kids in schools today is going to continue to increase, and we have to meet those challenges as teachers.
So if you decide to move forward and embrace texting, OMG stands for oh my gosh, IDK, I don't know, and LOL, well, laugh out loud. For 1320 WILS, I'm Cameo King.
Welcome back. We want to bring Cameo in here quickly. Hello, Cameo. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, just fine. What did you learn in this story? What was a surprise to you?
That texting was it really wasn't a surprise. It was more of a affirmation of how important texting is and also that we should embrace it. And I guess it's the difference between, just like you said, from bad texting and good texting, just like you compare bad essay writing to good essay writing. It's a form of communication, and we just need to learn how to do it effectively.
It can be very beneficial as long as it isn't being done by people behind the wheel, right?
I agree, because it can be distracting, and one, it's not going to be effective, and two, it's illegal.
Right. So. In terms of this study, did you feel that there was some real scientific basis for this? It sounds like they had 1,300 people around the country that they certainly knew what they wanted to get at, and they got the information to support their thesis.
You know, I thought about that, too, because 1,300 isn't a large pool.
Right.
But it's actually a multi-year study. So this is just the beginning of the study. It's supposed to go, I believe, I can't remember, but at least 5 years. And it's going to use at least like a million. I'm not for sure on that number, but the pool is much larger than 1,300, and this is just the beginning.
All right. How many text messages do you send in a week?
I don't think I can count. I send a lot.
You know, sometimes I find myself in a texting conversation with someone back and forth, and then I say, you idiot, why don't you just pick up the phone?
Yeah, but I think texting cuts out a lot of the riffraff. Like, you get to the point. That's why I use texting when I want to get to the point. Like, what
kind of like Twitter, right? It does that, too.
Yeah. Short, simple, sweet, to the point.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thank you very much for the story. We appreciate it. Cameo King from 1320 WILS, our guest.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Scott, we're going to be talking with Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press, and he covers the Detroit Lions. It's a cover a lot of beats, his days at the Oakland Press and then with AnnArbor.com. Covered the University of Michigan until he took this new assignment. And we'll get the lowdown on the Free Press and much, much more. Coming up next on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.